So I started this little project over 20 years ago, and an older gentleman wandered into my parts store in Lone Pine with a grease fitting off that locomotive in the park and threw the grease fitting up on the counter and said, I need a tool to grease this. And I had to interrogate him a bit. What in the heck is that off of? He told me it's off that locomotive in the park in Independence, and we've got the okay from the museum curator to spruce it up a little bit. We'll clean it up and make it look a little better. It was looking pretty sad back in the 90s, late 90s, 96, 97. So I said, well, if you're going to do that, I'm going to help you. We formed a little nonprofit organization back then, and I found him, of course, the tool to grease that. His name was Myron Alexander, and unfortunately passed away in November of 99. He became the president, I became the vice president, and we had a crew of workers. One of them was Russell Fleming. Russell died of a tragic heart ailment back in 2006, lost him. But anyway, we continued on working on that old locomotive. The more we took this locomotive apart, the more we realized this thing had been freshly rebuilt in the Bakersfield shops in February of 1952. The more we looked at it, the more we decided, gee, why can't we make this thing run? We decided, well, let's try. Let's see what we can do. With the help of Randy Babcock. Randy was a young gentleman of about 16 years old or so at that point. We were able to see what the locomotive needed in order to run legally. The more we worked on this thing, the more people decided, hey, if you're going to do that, I want to help. One of the guys that was very helpful in our project was an older gentleman who lived in Independence there named Larry Peckham. And Larry had worked for Water and Powers for years. He was a single man. He had inherited a little money from an aunt, I believe. And he came to me and said, I want to see that locomotive run before I die. And I said, well, my God, let's try it. He pledged to our little group over $100,000 if we could do that. Unfortunately, he passed away a year ago, just before we were able to fire it up and make it run. Because of that, we're naming the engine house after him. We wouldn't have been able to complete this little project without his help. We went on to steam this thing up last year, 62 years to the day of the last time it had run. And now, as we have just about finished the new building up behind the museum in Independence, and now we have that locomotive sitting safely inside the new building. It's been a definite labor of love.
Sounds like fun, Dave. Well, thanks again for being here, and thanks to everyone who played a part in the Slim Princess these past 60 years. Again, the event is July 3rd, starting at 12 p.m. Reservations are strongly recommended for the tri-tip dinner at 5 p.m. Please RSVP at Eventbrite, as they do need to make sure they wrestle up enough tri-tips. Make sure you stop by and see the Slim Princess in her new home at the Eastern Sierra Museum in Independence. Thanks, Dave, so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we will see you there on July 3rd.
Very good. We'll see you then.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.